I want to start my comments with revisiting the issue of the Killie bags. What is a scandal, really, in how it's been handled. You had been at a public meeting there in recent weeks. You've seen it firsthand, the scale of the anger, the frustration. But it isn't just today or yesterday. It's many, many years building up. And there has to be a solution to this. What has been asked of our industry, our fishermen and our fish producers in Killie bags, is not asked of anybody else anywhere in Europe. Now, I spoke that night, you would have heard my comments, but I want to put them on the Dáil record here now, just for anybody with interest to understand. As we speak, in Killie bags, in a fish factory that I've seen with my own eyes, when you land fish to be weighed at that factory, in one of them alone, there's 10 CCTV cameras trained on the weighing system that belong and are fully controlled by the SFPA, the regulator. And in real time, they can keep an eye, not even leaving their office in Killie bags, they can watch the weighing happening in real time. If they want to be there physically to do that, they can do that too. If they want to go round to the back end of the factory and check the trolleys, you know, there's 20 kilo in every box, 60 boxes, that's 1.2 ton. This is not hard to do. But they have cameras trained 24 hours that can be recorded for 31 days. Now, I ask, where in Ireland today is there any industry in the private sector that would accept the regulator having 24 hours a day eyes upon them? But that is what they're willing to accept in Killie bags to address the concerns that may be there. That's what's in place right now. How on earth can our regulator not say to Europe, look at the scale of oversight we have, it's unimaginable. It wouldn't be tolerated anywhere else in Europe. But that's the scale that we've got, that's what we've achieved. And that's still not good enough for the SFPA and indeed our own government to put, a new minister, to put to the European Commission. I think you know in your heart, this is absolutely outrageous. I mean, even if there was any justification for the concerns, I mean, to get to this point where that even that's not acceptable. So then you have a situation where vessels, so we're denied quota, so we're denying fish to our own fishermen. These factories would love to be producing fish landed by our own Irish vessels, but they have to keep people at work. So they're landing vessels from other countries in recent weeks from Norway and from Denmark. So when they land at the pier, no matter what weighing system they use, there's only a 2% allowance for the water. So you imagine blue whiting that has to be maintained in 30, 40, 50% volume of water, refrigerated water to keep it fresh, to comply with European safety regulations, food safety regulations. There's only a 2% allowance for the water, even though it's about 30, 40% water, to keep it fresh and keep it safe. But 2% allowance for the water. You know, you can clearly say that's madness. Whereas you can just take it up to the factory, have your 10 CCTV cameras trained on it. This is bureaucratic madness, Minister, and you know it. You know it's wrong, and it's not getting sorted out. But to make things worse, they, rather than turn their fish for human consumption into fish meal, two of the vessels landed in Derry, and there's 40 trailers transported the fish to Killie bags. Just to make a point, remember that the harbour in Derry is designated as a European Union harbour. It is included in the protocol, the Irish protocol that we're all talking about right now. So our own Irish state agency are now saying to these factories in Killie bags, who are just making a point that this is bureaucratic madness, that you're getting your weighing permits removed, we're taking your livelihood away from you in real terms, because you landed in a harbour, I quote, outside of Ireland. They're suggesting that Derry is outside of Ireland. They're doing the British Conservative Party's job for them. They're basically enforcing a hard border and ignoring the protocol that we all fought for. And that's that. You know, that's the political reality, whatever way they want to phrase it. So I state again, there are 7 harbours in the North of Ireland designated. My understanding is that there's 150 landings of fish that came through the north to Irish fish producers in the last 4 months, 150. But 35% of the seafood that comes into the 26 counties, Republic of Ireland, comes through the north. This is the practice. I believe what's happening is vindictive. I believe the factories that made a stand, that stood up for themselves, that said, we can't take this anymore, this is totally unreasonable, it's not anywhere in Europe would you see this, I believe they're being punished for making that stand. And Minister, you cannot let this continue on. I'm appealing to yourself and the Taoiseach. The Taoiseach who stands over the shared island plan, the shared island unit that's funded, that's envisioned, that's promoted by him. How on earth can we talk about a shared island when we say to land, fish and dairy is outside of Ireland? And we know what's happening here. These factories took a stand. The community in Killybegs took a stand. They said, we're not going to be criminalised anymore. We're not going to let ourselves be misrepresented. We're not going to destroy our industry because boats will just turn away. They'll just turn away if this is the way we're going to be treated. If there's a chance that your catch could be devalued in that way. So I'm urging you today, I'm taking all of my speaking time today. There's so many things about I could say about fisheries, but I'm asking you today, Minister, please, yourself and the Taoiseach, to intervene with the SFPA, to return common sense and to make sure that the people of South West Donegal and Killybegs have a future in the fishing industry. Please do that as urgently as you can.